Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of AI Unchained. I'm Jack, here with my co-host, Core. We've got a jam-packed show for you today, covering everything from the latest advancements in AI to the wild world of Web 3.0, and even diving into some of the biggest business moves out there.
That's right, Jack. Get ready for some heated debates and maybe a few laughs. We're going to break down what's happening in the tech sphere and how it might just change the way we live our lives. Buckle up, folks, because today's topics are mind-blowing.
And speaking of mind-blowing, did you catch the latest news about OpenAI's new model release? There's a lot of hype around its capabilities, everything from revolutionizing customer service to potentially taking over some white-collar jobs. Core, what's your take?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every new release from these AI giants feels like we're inching closer to either a utopia or a dystopia. It's always a fine line. But before we dive deep into that, I gotta ask, did anyone also see Elon Musk's latest Twitter escapade? Every week, it's something new with that guy.
Haha, yeah, I saw that. The man's a walking headline. On a more serious note, we'll also be diving into the future of decentralized finance. Is it a golden goose or a ticking time bomb? We have a lot to unpack on stability, regulation, and the potential for huge shifts in the power dynamics of our financial systems.
And don't forget the political landscape. With governments around the world trying to keep up with the pace of tech innovation, there's never been a more crucial time to stay informed on policy changes. We'll be exploring how regulations are evolving and what it means for everyone, from entrepreneurs to everyday consumers.
Plus, we'll share our thoughts on the latest business acquisitions, mergers, and the strategies behind them. Get ready for some real talk on who's making smart moves and who's just burning money.
So grab your popcorn or your protein bar, if that's your thing, because AI Unchained is about to get wild. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, a business aficionado, or just someone who loves a good debate, you're in the right place.
We're thrilled to have you with us. Let's jump right into the fray, AI, Web 3.0, and a whole lot more. Stay tuned, folks. This is going to be an epic episode. So, Core, there's this idea that 80% of people only need 20% of the features in an app or software. The rest can be hidden to make them more productive and happy. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, Jack, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, just look at Microsoft Word. Most people use it for basic typing, maybe a bit of formatting. The rest of the features? Totally untouched.
Absolutely. It's like when you open a software and you're hit with a million options. It can be overwhelming. Simplifying the interface can really enhance user experience and make tools more effective for everyday users.
Exactly. And now we're seeing this not just in software, but in AI tools too. There's a movement toward highlighting only the most relevant features to users, making it easier for them to focus on what matters most.
Speaking of AI tools, did you hear about that heat map tool that color codes differences in code? It flags parts based not just on potential bugs, but also on parts that might need a second look.
Oh yeah, that's a game changer. Especially when combined with sophisticated AI that learns what's truly important to check. Imagine integrating that with PR review bots. It could save developers so much time.
And it's not just about catching bugs. Like flagging hard-coded secrets or weird logic in the code can prevent major security issues down the line. It's like having an extra pair of very smart eyes on your work.
Speaking of security, shifting gears a bit, there's also the concern around the illicit flows of money with cryptocurrencies. They're funding some really shady activities like drug trafficking, arms dealing, and even terrorism. It's a double-edged sword, you know?
Yeah, and it's not just crime. Look at how ransomware attacks have crippled businesses, hospitals, even airports. It's insane. The decentralized nature of crypto makes it hard to track and control, but boy, has it introduced a whole set of complex challenges.
True, and that's why people like Nguyen, who shifted from working on stablecoin infrastructure to now combating these issues with Uplift, are so crucial. He's focusing on creating safer, decentralized networks. His journey from neglecting his health to tackling these huge issues is quite a story.
Definitely. It's amazing how Uplift integrates blockchain tech with decentralized physical infrastructure networks. Having a LandGraph-based environment to build confidential AI agents with drag-and-drop workflows makes secure AI development accessible to more people.
That's a mouthful, but in simple terms, it means companies can quickly build secure AI tools that respect user data and privacy. And with features like hardware-attested execution engines providing verifiable privacy guarantees, we're talking about a massive leap forward in secure AI usage.
It's fascinating how these tools are getting better at ensuring data integrity during and after processing. The goal is to minimize risks while promoting innovation. The balance is key.
And speaking of innovation, look at how AI has helped companies like Alphabet break revenue records. Their integration of AI for optimizing processes is a big part of their success.
Right. And it's not just Alphabet. Apple's predicting a major sales surge with its new iPhones. The tech giants are harnessing AI to drive growth and efficiency at unprecedented levels. It's a bit like businesses using just that 20% of core AI features they need.
Exactly. And it's not just about the big players. Startups, too, are tapping into this tech revolution. It's fascinating how these shifts are unfolding across the board. The question is, how do we balance this massive growth with ethics and security?
That's the big question. As exciting as it is, ensuring that these advancements don't compromise privacy and security is crucial. It's a delicate balance, but one we must aim for.
Nicely put, Jack. And speaking of balance, we all need to take a break sometimes. Let's come back with fresh insights after hearing from our sponsors.
Sounds good. Stay with us, folks. So, last episode, we touched on the orchestra inside our ears. The way our eardrums vibrate and how these vibrations get funneled through the bones in the middle ear into our cochlea for processing sound is just mind-blowing. Cor, what's your take on the basilar membrane doing frequency separation in this whole mechanism?
Right? It's like a finely tuned instrument in there. The bony structures, like the hammer, anvil, and stirrup, amplify sound waves before they hit the fluid-filled cochlea. What fascinates me the most is how the basilar membrane works like a piano keyboard. The high frequencies resonate at the base, and the low frequencies find their home at the apex, with everything in between being spaced logarithmically. That's some next-level biology, man.
Exactly. And that frequency separation is no different than how sophisticated audio equipment separates sounds digitally. The human body had it figured out all along. It's amazing how nature has already solved problems we are just now learning to mimic with our tech.
Speaking of separating frequencies, it reminds me of a conversation I had with a tech nerd friend. He joked that if the basilar membrane was a piece of software, it would need constant bug fixes and updates to get to that level of precision. But look at us now. No firmware updates necessary.
I love that. And speaking of no updates, let's segue into AI and how sometimes, even with all that tech, humans can make decisions in a split second that tech just can't match yet. Like with fighter pilots, for instance.
Oh man, yes. The decision-making process of a fighter pilot is something no AI has quite mastered. Imagine amidst crazy high G-forces and split-second situations, pilots decide to eject, knowing it's their last resort. It's like our cochlea. They've developed a unique ability to separate crucial signals from the noise. I'd say it's equally impressive.
Absolutely. You trust your ear not to fail you in a concert hall, but in a jet, it's literally life or death. That pilot's decision to eject isn't just about survival instincts, it's about understanding the failing capacity and knowing when they've crossed that line.
Indeed. AI might eventually bridge that intuition gap, but right now we still need human finesse and judgment in critical moments.
And we might just be getting somewhere. Like you said earlier, AI is enhancing so many fields. But the human touch, whether in music separation in our ears or combat scenarios, adds that irreplaceable nuance.
Couldn't agree more. Although, on a humorous note, pilots might someday say, I know the airplane can be saved, but my AI co-pilot's got this. I'll be at the coffee bar. See you in the court-martial.
Haha, I can just picture that. And speaking of moving from theory to reality, Aidan McConnell, Sean Amin, and a bunch of us are working on a commute-friendly, audio-interactive version of the AR-14. Imagine discussing research papers while stuck in traffic. Bet your cochlea couldn't separate that kind of noise.
Love the idea. Turning the mundane into moments of insight. Who knew your average commute could be good for the brain?
It's all about leveraging that downtime. Just like our bodies use downtime to perfect these amazing biological processes. We might have a lot to learn from nature yet.
And that's why these discussions are vital. Staying engaged, bridging tech with biology, and maybe adding a bit of humor in between.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, it's that mix of tech and humanity that's taking us to new heights. Here's to the journey.
Cheers to that. You know, Jack, I've been noticing more and more how ordinary folks struggle with video formats.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like this eternal game of will it play or won't it every single time they try to watch something.
Right? And then there's the headache of uploading to social media platforms like Facebook only to be hit with that threaded error message saying the format isn't supported. It's a nightmare.
And it's funny, isn't it? Because you and I might deal with this all the time in tech, right? We got all these software and tools that can convert files left and right. But for someone just wanting to watch their kid's school play, it's a hassle they shouldn't have to go through.
So true. Like, take my cousin, for instance. He recorded this amazing family trip on a high-end camera that shot everything in, what was it, HEVC format, I think. It was stunning footage. But then comes the dilemma. How do I make this work on my MacBook that's more into QuickTime?
Oh man, HEVC. Don't get me started. Few things are as sweet business when working as HEVC, but if it doesn't, it's just plain baggage.
Absolutely. And it's not just personal usage. Especially in business, you have to deal with clients sending video files in all sorts of weird formats. It's a constant struggle to convert and make sure it fits seamlessly into your presentations.
You're right. I remember this one time I received a crucial marketing video in an MKV format. Utterly impossible to play on standard players. Imagine the panic.
Yeah, MKV. Great for high-quality storage, but trying to play it on anything other than VLC is practically impossible.
And that's where tools like Handbrake come into play. It's essentially the universal converter, free, straightforward, and supports almost every format out there.
Yep, Handbrake is practically a lifesaver. Even for someone not tech-savvy, the interface is manageable enough. But what blows my mind is that despite these tools existing, most average folks have zero idea they exist.
Totally. You know, Apple could easily bundle something more robust with QuickTime to handle all these odd formats. Just make it seamless to the user, rather than throwing hurdles in their path.
Imagine the peace of mind, right? People could just play their videos without having to think twice. But then again, where's the profit in making things easy?
Ah, the classic corporate conundrum. Profit versus usability. Same thing we see with other digital scenarios. Look at NFTs or fiat-backed crypto. Half the struggle is just understanding it, let alone using it effectively.
Don't even get me started on crypto. It's like, which wallet app doesn't require a PhD to use? But coming back to videos, it's about educating people and making the conversion process intuitive.
Exactly. Maybe we need an app that just reads your mind and converts it automatically. You need a Facebook-compatible format? Done.
Or, dare I say, a smart AI tool that does it all without you ever knowing any better. You click play and it figures it out like some sort of digital butler.
Oh, that would be game-changing. Less troubleshooting, more enjoying content.
And meanwhile, every day, folks just pray they don't end up with another strange extension they can't handle.
Maybe that's a startup idea right there. Video simplification for the average Joe and Jane. Making tech empowering, not intimidating.
Absolutely. Sometimes innovation needs to be a perfect blend of simplicity and functionality, not just raw power, right?
Couldn't agree more. Core tech is supposed to make life easier, not add unnecessary complexity. All right, core. Let's dive into something mind-blowing here. I was reading up on Minecraft HDL. It's like teaching kids digital circuit design using Minecraft. Isn't that wild?
Absolutely, Jack. I mean, Minecraft has been this sandbox for creativity, and now we're talking about it as an educational tool. Imagine kids learning the fundamentals of electronics and digital design while they're building their virtual worlds.
Right? It gets more tech-savvy kids engaged in something practical. I always thought teaching these complex concepts needs to be fun and visual. And Minecraft is perfect for that. It's intuitive. Kids get hands-on experience without even realizing they're learning.
Exactly. And speaking of hands-on experiences, your idea about using a phone attached to the fridge for your kids' investments is pure genius. teaching them to visualize growth daily is such a cool way to merge tech and personal finance.
Thanks, CORR. But it wasn't all smooth sailing, you know? Initially, I wanted this physical piggy bank with a display, but then it hit me, it's confusing saving with investing. The phone dashboard makes it clearer. Investing is like having this invisible piggy bank that grows, not just sits there.
Brilliant pivot, Jack. It's all about understanding the value of time and money and using tech to make it tangible. My eldest kid got some money for his birthday, and I'm thinking of setting up something similar. Get them to start their investment adventure early.
Definitely. And it doesn't have to be complex. The key is showing them how their money can work for them. It's like watching a tree grow. It's slow, but eventually it becomes something substantial.
Pivoting to something substantial, how about this UN Cybercrime Convention? Over 70 countries signed it, right? Global digital crime needs a coordinated effort, and you know how complicated that's been for years.
You're spot on, Cor. The internet turbocharged things like human trafficking and money laundering. This convention might finally give governments the tools to address these digital crimes effectively. But it's a double-edged sword. There's always that risk of stifling digital freedoms in the name of security.
True. We need balance. Protecting from cybercrime shouldn't mean sacrificing fundamental digital rights, but global cooperation on this level is impressive. It's about time we had more robust mechanisms for sharing digital evidence across borders.
And speaking of evidence, have you seen the debate around verification methods online? Facial recognition, ID uploads, people aren't always comfortable with these. We're moving towards a future where our every move online might need a real-world verification.
That's a tough nut to crack, Jack. On the one hand, it stops bots. On the other, it invades privacy. I wonder how platforms can innovate verification without making users feel like they're under a microscope.
Maybe there's a middle ground, using blockchain tech or smart contracts for verification. It keeps things transparent and secure without getting too invasive.
Blockchain's a smart play. Speaking of smart plays, INTR City Smart Bus in India secured $30 million for expansion. They're really changing how intercity travel works, tech-enabled, centralized booking, route planning. It's incredible how tech is innovating traditional sectors.
Totally. It's about convenience and efficiency. Knowing when buses are leaving, where you can board, makes travel less of a headache. Plus, it's addressing needs in smaller cities and towns. That's real impact.
Right. And this ties back to the broader trend we're seeing. Automation everywhere. From transport to investing, robots, smart systems. It's mind-boggling thinking where we'll be by 2040.
2040? We'll have robo-buses, blockchain-backed investments, maybe even quantum computing in daily use. Heck, IBM already set a new benchmark by entangling 120 qubits. Talk about quantum leap.
Jack, I can't wait for those days. Who would have thought Minecraft could teach kids about circuits and we'd be opening conversations about quantum computing and robo-buses? Tech's moving at lightning speed, and we're just strapping in for the ride.
Indeed, Cor. We're balancing the old with the new, seeing education, finance, and digital security evolve rapidly. Let's keep our eyes peeled for the next big leap. Who knows what innovations around the corner waiting to blow our minds. All right, folks. That brings us to the end of another riveting episode of AI Unchained. We covered quite a bit today, from the latest advancements in AI technology to the economic implications of those innovations on the global market.
Absolutely, Jack. Plus, we can't forget our debate on the political climate surrounding tech regulations. It's a hot topic that's only going to get more intense as AI continues to evolve.
And let's not leave out our lighthearted look at some quirky tech trends. Who knew smart toasters could generate that much buzz?
Exactly. It's always great to mix in a bit of humor with the heavy stuff. Keeps us all on our toes.
And speaking of which, Cor, your take on the robot-controlled pizza delivery drone?
Hey, somebody's got to keep the pizza empire in check. But seriously, innovation can sometimes be a double-edged sword. It's discussions like these that make our podcast so exciting.
Couldn't agree more. And we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today.
Yes, thank you for joining us for another engaging conversation. Your support means the world to us, and we hope you enjoyed our discussions and gained some valuable insights.
We'll be back next week with even more topics to dissect, debate, and of course, poke a little fun at it.
Right. So until next time, keep innovating, stay curious, and remember, AI is only as limitless as our imagination.
That's a wrap for AI Unchained. See you next time.
See you, everyone.